Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we have a great show for you. We Woo! Are getting ready for the NFL second round of the playoffs this weekend. Winners go to the conference championship, and what a weekend. And Rob and I talked about it. First week was a little bit underwhelming. A lot of blowouts.
Way
you wouldn't
too many
expect
blowouts.
That. Yes, you wouldn't expect all that this weekend. So we're looking forward to some really good competitive games. And we're going to discuss it all for the next 3 hours right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Whatever you're doing, keep that bad boy locked right here. Let me welcome in my esteemed partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up?
Esteemed. Wow.
Well, you know, wow. Like, when you get to like a certain age, esteemed. We call you esteemed.
I feel like fresh, esteemed broccoli. Is that what you're having for dinner? Esteemed broccoli? No. Okay. Nothing, Alex? Nothing? Okay. What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard, on this funky flashback Friday, the weekend? Yes. Just want to chill out this weekend before I head back to NYC.
Wednesday? So when are you coming back?
So I'll be back Sunday night, take a late flight Sunday night.
All right. We will we will link up.
We'll have lunch.
Be the first time I've seen you
in almost 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Well, long overdue, my man. Long overdue.
Yep.
All right. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and then get this party started. DJ Alex Tyshirt, of course, on the ones and the twos on a Funky Flashback Friday, as Rob said. He'll be deep in the crates. Super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, as always on a Friday, our man, Steve DeSager. We got Eric Davis, Super Bowl champion, also a host of Believe in 49ers podcast. And he will join us at the bottom of the hour. Rob, we worked at him at Fox Sports. Fox Sports 1. He was a colleague.
That's right.
And so it'll be good to talk with him. I haven't talked to him in a while, so that'll be good. But let's get this thing started. And Rob, a lot of really great storylines this weekend. Josh Allen trying to rise, right? We see the talent. We see the accomplishments. But can he get over that giant in the AFC? The last 3 years dominated the AFC, or at least the last two, and 3 years gotten to the AFC Championship, and that would be Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. There's Matt Stafford facing Tom Brady, but Stafford, can he win a big game on the road? You look at that defense, you look at those running backs, you look at those receivers, and they all check the boxes as legit. What about the quarterback? That's the question there. And Matt Stafford, Rob, he had his down points this year. But if he's able to get them to the conference championship, if he's able to get them to the Super Bowl, then all those who said he'd be the MVP, they're going to lead the Rams to the Super Bowl. I mean, they look a little bit better. So that's a storyline.
I'll just say.
Tennessee and Cincinnati.
Look a little bit better, right? Right.
Yeah, a little bit better. But look, if he wins the Super Bowl, it looks a lot better. But Joe Burrow in the AFC, the young stud. Rob, nobody. Tell him you won't play. Tell him you're sitting out. You can't go to Cincinnati.
We never bought into that. We're like, right. Hey, let's not make it. Cincinnati might not have won a playoff game, but they went seven times. So let's with the same coach.
And before that, Rob, you know they were
they have not been this
joke franchise. Absolutely. Right. And that if you're a winner – I mean, you know if you're a first-round pick, you're not going to a great team. So he took up the challenge, Rob, and he is doing well, and we'll see how well he can do and how far he can go in just his second year. And then I think the biggest story of them all, bigger than Tom Brady, bigger than Patrick Mahomes, bigger than Matt Stafford, is Aaron Rodgers. And, Rob, we all know, awesome player, tremendous individual career, and has had success, has won. But he's only won one Super Bowl, only been to one Super Bowl. And that was 11 years ago. And he's had some playoff failures. And, Rob, he's going to win his second MVP. I mean, we all be shocked if he doesn't win his second straight MVP. His fourth MVP award ever. Second only to the great Peyton Manning. If he is able to lead them to the Super Bowl this year with the home field advantage throughout, then there's Rob. He's right there with any quarter. I mean, Brady obviously has distanced himself with the seven Super Bowls. But after that, you say Aaron Rodgers, you can put his name next to anybody's. But if he loses, Rob, what in the world will they say about Aaron Rodgers? And he knows it. I don't know, Rob G, do we have sound? But he knows that his legacy, he's not riding on it. He's a Hall of Famer. He's an all-time great. We all know that. But he even admitted himself that these are the moments your legacy is built on. And he acknowledges that. So he's got to get it done. So, Rob, what do you feel like? I mean, for Aaron Rodgers, to me, again, the biggest story of the playoffs. And what do you think he's going to do, and what do you think is riding on this for him?
I don't know. Like when you talk about legacy, of course. If he had never won, I think it's bigger for him if he's never won. So you can't say the guy.
Absolutely, if he never won.
Yeah, if he had never won, I think it's totally different in where he is. It's not like he never won. He was the Super Bowl MVP, beat the Steelers. You know, we could go on and on. But sure, should there have been another two – trip or two, absolutely. The onside kick in Seattle, we could talk about this, talk about that. So he knows what's in front of him. I don't think there's anything where he doesn't understand that, and he's in a situation, too, where I think this is the best team he's ever had. I really believe better than the 15-1 team because they're adding three Pro Bowlers who didn't even play. Won 13 games without three Pro Bowlers. I mean, that who can do that? That's pretty incredible. So those guys are coming back to be a part of what they do. I think this team can win in different ways. They run the football. When they went to Arizona in the desert against a 7-0 team without their three best wide receivers, guess what? They ran the football. He threw when he had to. They won that game. So I've seen that side of the Packers. The Packers' defense is opportunistic. I think they are have not lost a game where they've gotten a turnover, an interception. So they make plays. They beat Kyler Murray with an interception in the end zone to win the game. Those are the things. When I look at the team, they got two running backs. Not one, they got two. They run the ball well.
What do you think the story is, the narrative?
It just depends. If the defense gives up 45 points, I don't think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. I think it'll be Aaron Rodgers again. Has been on a team that gave up 45 points in the playoffs, which has happened. Five of his losses where they've given up, I don't know, 38 or more, whatever it is. I think in Tom Brady's career, it's happened one time. He's had it happen five times. So it depends on how he plays and what happens. Last year, the game turned when the defense gave up that touchdown at the end of the half. I mean, that
against
changed
Tampa?
The entire. Yeah,
but he wasn't
Tampa.
Doing nothing.
No, but I'm saying that, but that turned the game right there. That turned the game. That was, you can't give that up at the end of the half in a game that I think was 14-10 at the time. But anyway.
It was.
It's one of those. So everything's on the table for him. If he does win and move on to a Super Bowl or even wins the Super Bowl, which a lot of people like the Packers and they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl. If they do, you know, get it done, it will be huge for him because to win back-to-back MVPs at this age and then to finally get back to the Super Bowl and win another one. And it was the start of Tom Brady's four more, was after he had a 9-year where he didn't win. He didn't win a Super Bowl in 9 years. So could that flip and turn the switch on Aaron Rodgers? I'm just giving you a hypothetical. They win. They say, we're trading Jordan Love. You're here the next 3 or 4 years. We give you a contract. We got a good team. We're going to pay these guys. We're going to keep this team together and try to make a run for the next 2 or 3 years. And I'm just all hypothetical. They wind up winning another one, and now he's 3-0 in the Super Bowl. He wins. He's won two MVPs in the last 3 years. And all of a sudden, with all the other records and accolades he has, you start to look at him, you could push him closer to Joe Montana. You know what I mean? In that conversation,
closer, he could challenge Joe Montana.
You know what
he
I mean?
Wins
right.
Three. Yeah. No. And that's the thing where even if he loses, he still got time. I mean, time is fading, time is wasting.
Yeah.
But he still would have time. It wouldn't totally be over for him. But I think it is a little more dire than you. I do think even if he plays well, Rob, he just has to win. I don't care if he throws for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns and they lose 35-30. That's bad. You won 13 games. You won home field advantage. You got beat by a wild card quarterback by Jimmy Garoppolo if they lose. He's just got to win. Even if he plays poorly, he's just got to win. And I say that because, yes, you're right. We all know their defense has not been great in a lot of these playoff losses, but neither has the offense. We had Greg Jennings, you know, friend of the show, Renaissance man, and former teammate of Aaron Rodgers, who won the Super Bowl, the only Super Bowl that Rodgers won and went to. Greg Jennings was one of his top receivers. And Greg even said, look, yes, the defense gave up a lot of points, but Rodgers also didn't do much in the first halves of those games, early in those games, and he helped put the defense in some bad situations. And, Rob, when you look at it, 2020 against Tampa Bay, you mentioned that game. They're down 21-10 at halftime and 28-10 in the third quarter. Rodgers got to put up more than 10 points in the first half. The year before against San Francisco, they lose 37-20. They're down 27-0 at halftime. Sure, the defense deserves to be taken to the woodshed for giving up 27 first-half points. But how about the offense scoring a few? Nothing. That's also on him. You go way back to 2016 when they lost 44-21 to Atlanta in the playoffs. Yeah, 44 points. You can't have it, defense. How are we going to win with that? But they were down 24-0 at halftime, 31-0 in the third quarter. Some of that's on Rodgers for not putting up points. And there's other instances as well where he hasn't gotten it done. So he is a large part of this. He's not innocent in all of these losses. And this isn't an NFC title game. But I don't understand what it is about NFC title games with him. But that's where he really has struggled. He, like you said, Robbie, was great in that Super Bowl win over Pittsburgh. But that NFC title game, he was bad. Two interceptions, no touchdowns. At division round, or earlier rounds, he's not bad. But that NFC title game, five of them, lost four straight. He's got 9 touchdowns and 8 picks. The guy that never throws interceptions. He's the best ever at not turning the ball over from that position. And yet when they get an NFC title game, he's coughing it up like it's a hot potato. And so there's a lot on the line. Like you said, obviously his legacy is set as an all-time great and Hall of Famer. But we nitpick, Rob. We always say this with the all-time greats. And this is a big nit to pick on Rodgers if he gets beat on Sunday. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We're throwing it out to you. Will this be a legacy-defining playoff run for Aaron Rodgers, good or bad? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you are dealing with a dead battery, it's one place to go. It's called AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, folks. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. How will this weekend's game affect Aaron Rodgers' legacy? Is this a legacy-defining postseason for Mr. Rodgers? Your turn to give us your thoughts.
All right, Jax in Kansas City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What's up, fellas? Hey, thank you for taking my call, Mr. Parker.
Yes, sir.
Chris Broussard, my good brother. I definitely would say this, man. In my opinion, Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback, but an all-time great. I just can't give him that. I mean,
really?
he's only got one Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer won one Super Bowl.
It's dude, just, stop. Too, stop with
it's
the Trent
too many times.
Is Dan Marino an all-time great?
Right. Ask him that question, Jax. Is Dan Marino an all-time great?
He doesn't have one, but he played with Don Shula.
If Dan Marino's not an all-time great to you, then I don't know what quarterback you're looking at.
Jax, Rob, this is an example. Like, you got to be able to be nuanced. Because when somebody throws out rings, some people can't understand that that's part of the equation.
It's not all of the equation. That's why we talk about it. That's why Bill Russell's not the GOAT to a lot of people, despite all the rings. It's not just rings. You got to also have, your numbers and what you've done and MVPs and add. You could have to say Trent Dilfer and Aaron Rodgers in the same sentence, Chris, is ridiculous. Trent Dilfer also played for one of the all-time greatest defenses in the history of the NFL. Come on.
Right. And we're not belittling winning.
Stop it.
But we're just saying, again, it's nuance. You can never take away Aaron Rodgers' greatness. I knew it was going off the rails, Rob, when he said Aaron Rodgers is a
good quarterback.
Right. Okay.
Right. He's so good, he's going to win the MVP 2 years in a row at 37 or 38, whatever he is. Okay. Thomas in the Bay Area. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to start by saying this just to kind of give you a backdrop. I love Tom Brady. I feel he's the GOAT. But Aaron Rodgers can do things with the football and on the football field that Brady just can't do.
Agreed.
And it doesn't, and Brady has seven rings, but just because Rodgers only has one doesn't mean that this needs to be a make-it-or-break-it thing for his legacy. The guy's awesome. It's a team game. He's about to have his fourth MVP.
And there, you know, whether he wins or loses, he gives you his all. He doesn't shortchange you, and it's, you know, it's not just ring count. That's all I got to say, fellas.
No, that's fair. I mean, but to enhance
that's
him,
almost a little bit he, to the other
if,
extreme.
If he
almost.
Wins again, it's going to enhance.
It'd be huge.
Winning is what this is all about. Let's just right. be honest. It's about winning. But right. You can't say that you're gonna chuck everything Dan Marino did, Chris, because he didn't win. Or right. Charles Barkley's not worth talking about because he never won. Or Patrick Ewing wasn't a great NBA center because he never won. I mean, that's just, you can't go on that premise. You just can't. And Aaron Rodgers has already won. So, I mean, it doesn't even, he's won.
When I really started thinking Tom Brady might be the GOAT was when he had those years with Randy Moss. Because his numbers weren't, you know, incredible in when he won his first three Super Bowls, right? I never thought he's, you know, a GOAT even close. But then when I saw him with a great receiver, which he hadn't had to that point, even though they didn't win those years, I was like, oh, this dude can put up numbers and win. And later on when he kept adding the Super Bowls, you know, that took it to another level. But, yeah, you got to do both, guys. Individual success and team success. Those are the ingredients for a GOAT. That's why Michael Jordan is the GOAT, because he did both at an incredible level. All right, we got Eric Davis. We'll continue this conversation with him next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
A Pro Bowler twice. An all-pro defensive back, won a Super Bowl, 13 years in the NFL, obviously highly decorated. Eric Davis. Eric, what's up,
ED,
brother?
What up?
So what's happening? What's happening, fellas?
Man.
It's been a minute. What's up?
I know. I was about to say, bro, I miss you, man. I used to see you just about every day.
I know. Yeah, we'll get back on the circuit soon.
Yeah, you been good?
Yeah, holding on for no man. You guys know me.
All right. Also, you're hosting the Believe in the 49ers podcast. So, good luck with that and taking that far. But let's get into these questions. You're obviously we're a great defensive back, so let's go there. Tampa Bay, the Rams. The weakness. Okay. I thought Tampa Bay's defense looked really good last week. They got some players back: Shaq Barrett, Levante David, JPP. But the question to me is their secondary, especially facing that great receiving core with the Rams. Do you think their secondary can hold up and give Brady a chance to win against those Rams receivers?
Well, I do, because the secondary holding up will have a lot to do with the scheme that you run. It's a total package when you do that. Because the guys just have to hold up. And then, you know, I tell young DBs all the time, the only play you have to make is the play you have to make. You're not going to have to make every play. You're not going to have to make 70 plays during 70 snaps. And Todd Bowles is smart enough to understand what he has in the secondary and also the offense that he's playing against and who he's playing against. So I have a feeling that Todd is going to do more from a defensive coordinator play calling position. I think he's going to do more to put the pressure on Matt Stafford and make Matt Stafford have to make the right decisions, make the right throws in the right situation of the game. And his track record says that he doesn't do that, that he hasn't done that. So that's what I see happening more so than going across the board and just lining up saying, okay, we're going to play man coverage. You guys stop our receivers. Well, that's going to be very difficult to do because, like you guys just said, they got a good receiving core, and they got a guy who can spend it to get it to them. So I think you make Matt Stafford have to think and figure out what's going on. And there's also pressure on him because, you know, people always talk about the quarterbacks playing one another, and people and you hear a lot, well, that quarterback they're never on the field at the same time, so they're not playing against each other. Well, that's actually not true. Because what the opposing quarterback does, and that opposing quarterback is Brady, what he does is going to dictate what Sean McVay has to do as a play caller to keep pace. So that also is going to affect things.
So you know one guy's not going to be making a bunch of mistakes. So Stafford's got to know that he can't.
Good point.
Speaking of Stafford, I mean, they had a gimme playoff game against the Cardinals where basically a no-show and just couldn't get anything going. So he only threw the ball 17 times. You know, it wasn't a big day for him, and they even were way more conservative than normal, so not to put him in harm's way, Stafford. But he did end the year with eight interceptions, eight turnovers in the last four games. He's prone to that. How big is it? And when he does throw a pick, I think they're 6-5 on the year. How big is that for him to play mistake-free football? Because they seem like an average team when he turns the ball over.
Well, you just said it. I heard something today. I'm not a real big stat guy, but this one I was like, wow, that's crazy. In the losses that the Rams had this year, I think they had a total of 13 turnovers in their losses, and 11 of those were accounted to Matt Stafford.
Right.
So that answers your question. If he turns the ball over, they don't win. So he has to be careful with it. It's really that simple. So, which is why I go back to my first point. You try to make him have to make that right choice, and you put the pressure on him to play mistake-free ball under pressure. This is a pressure situation for Matt Stafford because the whole world knows that they brought him there to win these type games.
Yep. Let's go to San Francisco, Green Bay, and you know how much emphasis is placed on winning it all now, winning the Super Bowl, ring count, all that. Nobody's saying Aaron Rodgers is not a great quarterback, but how big do you think this postseason run is for his legacy? We know he's set for the Hall of Fame and all that, but when you're talking about the greatest of the great, the elitist of the elite, how big is this postseason for him?
Well, multiple championship wins will put him, you know, in a different light. We know that because you just said it. There's no question, you know, he's one of the most gifted people to ever spin a football and play a position. We all know that. But he's had some trouble in the playoffs getting that championship. And that's just sort of how it is now, man. You know, in the social media world, that's what they're going to look at. You gotta have those clips. You gotta have those pages where they're showing the championships. And he hasn't done that multiple times, so he won't be viewed in that light. Even though we know he's one of the greatest talents there, and then especially going out against a guy that everybody views as less than in Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right, right.
Everyone views him less than now. And that's because, I just said, this social media world, everybody gets caught up in the pretty, which equates in football to best. But best is subjective. Best is subjective, but production isn't. If you look at production, there's not a major difference this season between Jimmy Garoppolo and Aaron Rodgers. But no one wants to do that because pretty is just so much easier. Because, I mean, I can say Cooper Kupp, back to the Rams. Cooper Kupp, if I say he's the best receiver in the league, people want to argue that and say, well, I don't know this player. I like more this player. But if I say who's the most productive, there's no argument there. That's a fact. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo runs an offense, and so does Aaron Rodgers. The difference in points scored per game is one. One scores 26 points a game, one scores 25 points a game. The difference in passing yards per game is five. If you look at production, they're both doing the same thing for their offenses this year. But if he loses this game to Jimmy, yeah, it's going to kill him because Jimmy is perceived to not be a good quarterback, and he's a pretty good quarterback. I mean, he multiple win seasons when he's healthy under center, but that's just how it is. Like I say, you know, in the Twitter world.
Okay, Rob and I, we both like Garoppolo. I mean, we don't think he's an elite quarterback, but he wins. No. Like you said, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about the effect he has on that team. Why do you think, though, and he is prone to make that tough, that critical mistake at times.
We saw it against Dallas.
He
almost gave the game away to Dallas.
But why do you think, because at one point I thought it was, well, this dude just can't stay healthy. If he could stay healthy, he'd be the bomb. But there are other issues there with him, too. But why do you think the perception is that he's really not that good, because there is that perception out there. You said it. Because you seem to really like him.
I like productivity. See, I don't get into – that's the thing. I don't get into the pretty. Right? That's what I said. I don't get into the best. That's subjective. I just look at any player. Are you productive? Are you doing what I need to do to win games? That's what I always look at. I scout with my head, not my heart. So it doesn't matter if I like you or dislike you. Do I see you producing what's necessary? So Jimmy is a guy that's viewed, less than, because he does make that play. And I say this all the time about Jimmy. Good Jimmy and bad Jimmy is going to show up to every game, every single game. Now, the question is, which one is going to be more dominant? Because even in his best games, he's going to have a couple of what the hell was that throw. Right. He does it every single game. He's going to have – he had it against Dallas. You were just talking about it. He's going to have them against Green Bay. The question is, when it happens, where on the field, and can the defense survive it? But it's always going to happen. And because he has those plays – I said this, and let me preface this. I don't think he's this type player, not the talent level, but he has a lot of that same gunslinger mentality that Brett Favre had. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I got one last question.
No, I'm just saying, he thinks his arm can make plays that it's just not capable of making. And that gets him in trouble at times. And because he has those ugly throws, people are like, okay, this dude can't play. But he produces wins.
Right.
Eric, last thing, we got about a minute. The Chiefs and the Bills. Bills are in. They destroyed the Patriots. They've beaten the Chiefs this year in Kansas City. Kansas City's been up and down, and had some good wins, had a nice streak going, but they also lost – the top spot in the AFC, losing a game they were up big in that game. Where are you on this game? I feel like the Bills are going to beat the Chiefs. What about you?
This would be a really big win for the Chiefs, because I think the Bills are the best team in the AFC right now. Maybe possibly the best team in the playoffs if you look at them from top to bottom. They are talented in the skill position areas. They are confident. Across the board, and from the coaching staff down to the last guy on their roster, they're tough. And forget all the schemes, all the things that come in, the new types of football, the spread offenses, and the pretty ball. At the end of the day in the NFL, tough still wins, man. And those dudes will beat you up. And so I that's how I feel about it. I see Buffalo as a very tough out for anybody right now.
All right, that's our man, Eric Davis, man. It was great chatting with you again,
great to talk
brother.
To you, bud.
Definitely, and we'll talk again. We'll get you on again soon, man.
All right, fellas, take it easy.
Stay
all
well.
Right, brother, peace. Check him out on the Believe in 49ers podcast. More Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Teicher getting dusty in those crates. We are brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, your home for live sports, and that means all sports. Every game, match, race, and competition, it is always on. Now go on and plan your trip at visitlasvegas.com. to see the best and the brightest in Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. I hate to stop the funky music, but it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, soon to be sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook. And last night, got one right. It was the best bet, so we'll take that.
See, okay. Yay. Part of it, Rob, is that when you do win, you get braggadocious. You're not a humble winner. So then you have to be humbled, and the next night, you usually go 1-2 or 0-3. So just if you go 3-0 tonight, you know, just be like, okay, I'm rolling.
Well, tonight we got some good ones. Maybe we could get a hat trick on a Friday.
You might get Orlando.
Start a good weekend here. All right, so I got Nevada -1.5. Fresno State's visiting Nevada in college basketball. I got the Wizards -1. The Raptors are in D.C. for that tilt, Chris, against Washington.
Okay.
And the best bet, I'm taking the Lakers -5 at the Magic.
Really?
They have to win this game. They have to win it convincingly. I believe they will win it by 6 or more points. I have put up major shekels. If I had a kid, they wouldn't be going to summer school this summer if I lose this bet. I just want you to know.
Oh, you put up that? Really, Rob? You put up money? Oh, they're up 3 right now. I don't. Ooh. Yeah, look, forget convincingly. Just win, baby.
No, they got to win by 5.
I don't care if they win on
six.
A last-second shot.
Right.
I mean,
they got to win by
you
6.
You do for the bet, yeah.
Right.
I don't
but
know,
they gotta
man.
Win.
That's a risky one.
Yep, so there
it
is. I might
have taken
remember,
the magic and the points.
I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. Put the ranch on the Lakers. You might want to do it in the second half if you got live betting. Lakers minus 5 at Orlando.
All right, there it is, Shekel City. Rob, speaking of the Lakers, we talked about it yesterday. Russell Westbrook a few days ago was benched in their last game, didn't play the last 3 minutes, 52 seconds. When he entered the game at 8, I think it was around the 8:15 mark or something left in the fourth quarter, the Lakers were down 1. When he exited the game less than 4 minutes later, they were down 7. Now, that's not huge, but and that's not all on Russ, but they were -6 in those 4 minutes with him on the floor, less than 4 minutes. And they took him out. It didn't matter. They still lost by, I don't know, 7-9, whatever it was.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Even though LeBron scored a basket with 3 seconds left, which I just...
Right, to make it look a little prettier. But he commented today, and you and I said yesterday, there's 2 ways he can go. He can raise a stink and, you know, make it all about himself, or he can take the high road. And he spoke yesterday to Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN. And Rob, he took the high road. And he said he's all about the team. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. But he said, you know, it's about the team. And basically, I'm willing to do whatever it takes for us to win. I'll read you something. He said, surprised that he was benched? Yes. I was disappointed I didn't go back in. But I'm more disappointed that we lost the darn game. I want to be able to be on the floor to help my teammates and be able to make our team win in games like that. But that was a decision that was made. You can go on and read the article on ESPN.com. But, Rob, he took the high road. I'm proud of him. And I think Russ is trying. Now, he's playing poorly.
I think he had no choice, though, Chris.
Need to bench him. Really? Well, there's truth to that.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, it would have just sounded really bad that you're not playing well and you're pushing back. You know what I mean? Like, I think he was smart as far as PR and doing the right thing. The stuff that he said, hey, I was disappointed, but I was really mad that we didn't win the game. That's what fans want to hear.
Right. Right?
It's about winning the game.
Right, right.
So
right.
I give him credit for that.
But you're right. I mean, in fact, you talk about PR. Like, you know, we know how this business works. This wasn't a press conference. This was Woj getting an interview once they landed in Orlando last night. And he had set that up with the agent beforehand, knowing how this works. And so the agent and Russ spoke and they said, look, we gotta respond to this, right? Because he didn't have to say anything until tonight, right?
Right.
You know?
He could have waited.
But they clearly wanted to get a message out. And they did get the right message out in my mind. But Rob, it also, and I'm watching their game right now. They're down 38-36 to Orlando right now in the second quarter. And Russ looks fine. I mean, body language, he looks like he's been all year. But that'll be something you can tell from. And you saw it with Allen Iverson in Detroit. I don't remember what he was saying, but his body language wasn't good. And you could tell he was sulking. So it's not just what you say, it's how you carry yourself, how you on the court, on the bench, and things like that. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Mic drop for Broussard. Parker has nothing to say. He got a glizzy in his mouth or something. Keep it locked.
Glizzy King.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.